Oh, yes, your oasis in the city, KUVO Jazz, with Mr. Afina and Karupa. And in the studio today is Frank Ayala, founder and percussionist of Mr. Afina. This Denver-based group regularly performs at a variety of events and venues. Its critically acclaimed recording, A Little Bit of This and A Little Bit of That, represents Mr. Afina's various musical influences. Now, Mr. Afina means a fine mixture. Now, in their music, you will hear the fine mixture of South American musical styles. Frank says it's one of the greatest things about jazz and musicians today. From around the world, they continue to elaborate their styles and traditions to create an always growing, never-ending musical form. Good morning, Frank. It's joyous to be in your presence. Thank you for being part of Community Connection.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. So tell me, how long has Mr. Afina been together?
So I'd say at least 25 years or so. It's been a long adventure, a nice journey.
Nice journey.
Yeah.
I played lots of music.
Yes, we have. I've been lucky to record 2 CDs and hopefully another one coming out soon, hopefully, if things go well.
Of course it's going to go well. Music is a never-ending story. Now, what brought you to creating this band?
Well, you know, I have to claim my ignorance of the jazz culture. When I was young, 21, 22, I would go out to as many jazz clubs as I could. So I'd go to one jazz club, and they'd be playing a jazz standard, let's say, Green Dolphin Street. I'd go to another jazz club, and they'd be finishing Green Dolphin Street. And like I said, I have to claim ignorance. I didn't know about the jazz culture, this music. You know, people spend their lives learning how to play this style of music. So when I decided to, someday get my own band together, I decided, why don't I try to play music that is really good, but is obscure, and it's not what everybody's listening to.
Something unique.
Yes, so that's my whole approach to this band.
That's wonderful. Awesome way to look at the music industry, too.
Yes.
It was very awesome. So how did you decide on what type of music you wanted to perform?
During the 70s, it was a transition for me from listening to a lot of the pop music, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, which I still love today.
Sure.
But I started leaning towards jazz, listening to jazz, and then eventually I made my way into South American music. And a good friend of mine, whose name is Andy O'Leary, turned me on to an album by the name of Milton, by an artist, Milton Nascimento.
Yes.
And once I listened to Milton, that was it. It was everything from South America I was trying to get my hands on. And I especially have been influenced by Brazilian music. So that's how I decided this journey that I would take. And with the group Mr. Afina, we are now playing a lot of different charts, not just from Brazil and not just Latin jazz. So we're trying to engage and play a little bit more world music, such music from Mexico also.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And we're talking Andy O that works here at KUVO
yes.
Jazz.
Andrew O'Leary. I've known that brother for a long time.
Yeah. All right. Andy is a musical professor, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Because he knows a wide variety of music.
Exactly. He was the go-to guy for me when we were younger. He always go to his apartment. I'd see albums scattered about, and I'd take a close look at what he was listening to. And so he was the go-to guy back then.
That's
in
marvelous.
In my world, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So, generally, how many pieces do you have on stage?
Of course, it all depends on the budget. But my preferred arrangement is 7 pieces. And, we'll go down to 4, but I prefer 7 pieces. And that's a big band.
7 pieces is. Now,
yeah.
Tell me, what pieces do you have in that 7?
I've got trumpet, sax, percussion, piano, bass, vocals, and drums.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And that rounds out the sound that I really like.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then that's the sound you want, right?
Exactly.
Now, is that the sound that you, is that in both of the recordings we played earlier before you came on?
Yes. Yes. Some of the cuts were smaller members, but yes, 7 pieces.
And you tell me a little bit about the Brenda song.
The song you just played to Brenda with Love, is a composition by Paquito Rivera. And that song is dedicated to his wife, Brenda. And she's also a very good singer, an artist, actress. She's very talented also.
And who is your singer?
The singer is Christine Barbosa. People may know her. She's works with Conjunto Colores, Ritmo Jazz Latino, and she's also led her own groups. She's a very wonderful singer. She sings in English, Portuguese, and Spanish.
Oh, nice.
So she's a huge asset to the band. It's really easy to come up with ideas working with Christine.
I was trying to learn one language. That three would be very difficult for me.
And then you sing them, too.
Oh, right. A whole different ball game, right?
Yes.
Excellent. So now the question is, you're going to be playing this weekend at the City Park Jazz Festival.
Right.
Okay. And you've done this a few times before, correct?
Yes, twice
so
before.
So that's going to be this Sunday at 6 p.m. at City Park Jazz Festival around the Boathouse area.
Right.
So we want to get down there early. Don't get shut out. This is something that we always look forward to every summer.
Yes.
The City Park Jazz Festival.
Yes.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time to come down here and be on Community Connection. I want to know, do you have a website?
Yes, it's MisturaFinaBand.com.
Okay, yes. And Facebook?
We have a Facebook page, which is just, you know, MisturaFina. Thing is, you know, once I decided to name the group MisturaFina, over the years I've Googled it, and there's got to be 50 other bands throughout the world. Well, MisturaFina. So it's just basically, it's, you know, MisturaFina in Denver. So it's easy to find.
Okay, I was going to say, you have to stand out. So it's MisturaFina in Denver.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
and Instagram, same thing?
It's MisturaFina Jazz.
Okay, excellent. Yes. See, that makes you stand out right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come down and be on Community Connection. I really enjoyed meeting you and talking about MisturaFina, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday at City Park Jazz.
Thank you once again to KUVO.
You are so welcome.